Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for the week of something in October.
Yes. Do you not know what week this is?
It's the 20th. So I guess it'd be the 19th, counting the Monday.
It would, what?
Well, the week of the 19th being Monday.
Yes, right. It would be the week of the 19th.
Week of the 19th.
Week of the 19th.
Yes.
Spectacular. So how's your week going so far?
Pretty okay. Pretty. Yeah, nothing too eventful thus okay. far.
Good.
I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, I need to get back on my supplementation. Like, I'm noticing, like, I haven't been taking my multivitamin or my fish oil. It's like, especially with rugby, it's like my body's still kind of freaking out.
Out of the norm.
Out of whack.
Spectacular.
How about you?
Getting back into the mix of things. My body is finally getting back into working out on a regular basis because I basically took the last 2 weeks off before, as we were moving.
Right.
And so that's been interesting to get back in the mix of stuff. And I've been itching to box.
Scratch.
And the gym that I just joined is under construction, but they have a boxing area. So I am literally waiting for that to get undone and boom.
Are you not going to set up the...
No, I'm looking for a stand for my heavy bag as well. Okay. But every stand that I find also has the speed bag attachment on the back of it. So all I want is the stand for the heavy bag. Because in our balcony area, we don't have enough room because it's going to make it super long.
Right.
And just make it complicated.
Awkward. Got it.
That's kind of my dilemma with the heavy bag on our balcony.
Interesting.
So, I'm looking for that. So I've started going to this new gym. Oh, that's very nice brews, Keon.
I just found it the other day. How good is this?
It's a good brews.
Rugby. I usually don't bruise easily, and this was the second practice, and we already started doing tackling drills. I'm already bruised.
Spectacular. It's probably a silver dollar.
Yeah, silver dollar. Yeah.
Sore?
A little bit.
Okay.
Nah, not that bad.
Not bad. Cool.
Yeah.
So, I just joined a new gym, which I'm going to get that membership declined when they hire me in about 2 weeks.
Right.
Week and a half, if that. But they're doing all this construction, and I was watching them do construction in the locker rooms this week. And I was very intrigued by they were adding saunas.
Okay.
And I've
So we're talking sauna as in the hot tub sauna, or talking sauna as in the dry sauna or steam sauna?
Let me tell you, those are all saunas.
Right.
They are adding a steam room.
Okay.
And a dry room. A dry sauna.
Okay.
I believe upstairs, which is fully in construction right now, there is a spa sauna, a wet sauna as well.
like a hot tub. Right.
Which is also considered a sauna.
Right.
So I was just kind of like, I always see people in them. I'll be honest, they kind of scare me a little bit. Just
especially because they're in public.
They're in public and
people
there's a weird
naked
creep factor in
it. Right. I have a good sauna story.
Okay.
Because this gym that Tyler's at used to be another gym.
Yeah.
Which I had a 3-month membership to once that my mother bought for me when I was first getting started weight training. So I was like, I'm gonna give the dry sauna a shot. So I go in there alone, and just hang out. And this one guy comes in and brings dumbbells in for the dry sauna. I'm like, what's up? And he just starts talking. The next, 10 minutes is just like, oh, yeah, you know, I love the dry sauna. You know, it's the greatest thing ever. You know, I bring dumbbells in here all the time to work out, you know, blah, blah, blah. They yell at me for it sometimes, though. And he was just talking so fast. And it's like, it kind of almost scared me off the dry sauna for a good little while. Because, like you were saying, there's this creep factor. Like, you're kind of naked. Like, you don't have any defenses, but your wit and your fists Yeah. And you're naked, and it's hot.
Weird, and I've always just found it very, like, the dry sauna was weird. I really don't understand the steam room.
Like, I like the steam room.
I go in there, and I start coughing immediately, because I inhale it, it does something weird with my lungs, and I freak out, and I'm like, screw this, peace out.
So,
So I decided that Keon and I were talking about it, and we figured I'm sure there's a lot of people that have the exact same questions that I had.
Right.
So, ipso facto, I did some research.
Right.
On the sauna. Basically, the sauna consists of the hot tub, the dry room, there's a steam room, and those are the basic three.
Is there more?
There is, but like I couldn't really, like, there's like the bathhouses and stuff like that they consider to be saunas.
But it's pretty much just a combination, dry sauna, wet sauna.
And that kind of stuff. Right. So, that aspect. I looked more into the health benefits, other than, like, the history and, like, because social aspects to it in different cultures.
No one really cares about the history.
All that fun stuff. So, the basic thing, like, right off the bat, I want to at least get out, is that there are risks in doing it.
Absolutely.
The main, like, super, super intense ones are, like, you can get heart disease, you can have seizures.
Wait, you can get heart disease?
Yeah. It can increase your rate to get heart disease because what happens is that it increases your blood flow.
You mean heart attack? Because heart disease is like a...
But heart attack does sound better.
Maybe like it increases your chance for like to exacerbate a heart issue because you can't get heart disease from just being hot. Like, true. Heart disease is like...
But it goes into seizures, you can get dehydration, and you can also get hypothermia.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But the main ones that I figure would be more realistic of people getting is that it can make you lightheaded and dizzy.
Right. Lightheaded, dizzy, and dehydration are probably the three.
Your easiest ones. The benefits of this right off the bat, physically, it is used to detox your body of harmful...
Etceteras.
Insert concepts.
Right.
You know, there's multiple things that said, like, it can get rid of harmful metals in your body. Like,
I'm always wary about these claims because your sweat, I know things do come out of your sweat. But, like, how much stuff can really get out of there? You know, like, I know that, for example, this is a terrible one, but, like, chewing tobacco. Your skin can absorb the nicotine through that. So, yeah, stuff can get in. Damn it.
Just move on.
Yeah, well, just keep going. Stuff can get in your body through your pores and through, like, you know, the cell walls. So I'm just curious as to, like, how do you measure what gets out? You know, how do we what specific things can get out? You know, like, sure, detox. Like, there are things that can come out of you. Yeah, sure.
I have a hard enough time with the term detox because in my head it go straight to a drug concept where, like, you're trying to get rid of that in your system.
Right.
Or I know there's, like, detox diets that kind of help you so that you can re-teach your body how to eat.
Right, which there's the Master Cleanse.
Yeah.
Which is the biggest – like, we'll have to have a whole podcast about that because that is the dumbest crap I've ever heard.
There's lots of – the term detox I like more in a medical – sense of you detox to get rid of all the alcohol in your body to start clean, all the drugs in your body to start clean. Like, I enjoy that concept of the detox better than I do the, I consider it the new Zen yoga concepts, like, of detox.
There are chemicals that are toxic to our bodies.
No, I get that.
And that's the way they use the term detox there. Mm-hmm. And almost, yeah.
Well, it then goes in, like, in the list of stuff that I wrote down. It helps your skin, gets rid of all the dirt in the pores and that kind of stuff.
Opens them up, right?
Opens them up, and you can easily clean it out. It clears your lungs.
Okay.
We're
still talking about the dry.
And that's steam. Steam, okay. I think,
dry
was
and the wet.
Where, yeah.
Okay.
And the wet. I mean, it's kind of encompasses all of them. I feel that it's like the steam room would help with your lungs. More than the dry room, but the dry room would help you as with your lungs as well.
Right.
But if you want to focus on clearing out your lungs, the steam room would be your better option.
Okay.
Kind of a thing. The thing that I found, and I'm going to try it, the steam room, and see how it feels. It's supposed to reduce stress and depression. And I was reading a lot of how it is more of a mental relaxer than a muscle thing, where it's just you heat up, everything just kind of smooths out.
Right.
And just lay back and enjoy was how a lot of the resources I was reading about it.
It's almost like a tropical vacation. You know, like you enjoy the heat, kind of relaxes your muscles out, and you're mentally, it's like a mini vacation almost.
And then it increases your metabolism. And okay, I took that because of the heat and the blood and...
Right, you have to regulate your body temperature. Yeah. Okay, I'll buy that.
It increases your metabolism, it improves blood circulation,
okay,
and it promotes weight loss.
Which...
This I agree with, and I disagree with at the same time. It does increase your weight loss. They claim... I mean, multiple sources claim that for about 30 minutes, you're going to lose about 300 calories.
300 calories in 30. I get. Depends on. That's.
It, that was multiple sources said that. So it made me think every 10 minutes you're losing 100 calories. Okay. But well, water weight. Well, that's where I really start to get into.
They're talking calories, not weight. You know, difference. Yeah.
But when it says weight loss and then it throws out calories, okay, cool, you're losing calories, whatever. I'm not going to argue with that. I was more concerned about the. It isn't a diet. It was kind of, whenever I see weight loss, I always cringe because I want to figure out what they mean.
Right.
You're getting rid of water weight. The second that you
take a sip of
drink
water,
that water's going straight back into you.
The increased demand on your cooling system, that will burn calories.
Yeah.
Regardless. So yeah, the weight you lose is only water weight, but the calories you lose is actual legitimate calories from your body trying to move heat from from your body. So I'll buy that.
But then that was kind of what I box and I'm into the MMA stuff. That's how a lot of them lose a lot of weight real fast.
Is the
that
water.
They hang out in the sauna. I don't suggest this. Do not do this. We are not saying that this is a practice you should do. I've seen people take bikes into saunas, start pedaling on the bike with a plastic bag on them.
These are
athletes that need to make a weight
under
a
doctor supervision
amount of time, and I've seen some bad things happen.
Right,
kind of a thing, and don't do it.
Right,
it's not worth it.
So the sauna, in our recommendation, is only good for relaxation and not for massive weight loss.
Yeah,
there are other benefits as well, but it's not for massive weight loss.
Yeah.
We'll just continue to say that.
Yeah, it's not from. It's not a weight loss program.
Right.
So, do you know how hot a sauna gets?
I want to say like 100 and between, I'm going to give it a really wide berth, 140 and 190.
Okay, close.
Okay.
Good enough for me. It was, Fahrenheit-wise, you're looking at 155 to 195.
Yes!
For you overseas people, it's 70 to 90 Celsius.
You mean any other country besides the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, 70 to 90 Celsius,
yeah,
for those that are not in America. So then I started thinking, because I've been in a sauna once or twice, and I never really know the practice, like the, what do you do? Like, I'm here.
Right.
What do I do? So, here's a little step-by-step on what to do.
Okay.
So, you would do it after working out.
Correct.
The very first thing you want to do is take a shower. Not shampoo, don't wash, just a rinse off, get all the sweat off your body kind of a thing,
right.
Clean off.
It's a common courtesy.
Yeah, it's a common courtesy. It's kind of the same theory as you take a shower before you jump in a pool. It's just to keep the room clean.
Right.
Then the second thing is, question?
Would you shower in between going from the steam to the hot tub? Would you personally shower in between those?
I know.
See,
I'm also
either.
The same guy that pees in pools, so
right.
I don't really care.
Exactly. I think it's one of those things like that would interrupt your mental state. It'd interrupt your physiological
if
state.
If you want to go between them, I would just go.
One of my clients, her and her mom were in the hot sauna, the dry sauna. Mm-hmm. And they were going from the dry sauna to the hot tub. Okay. And there's this old woman in there like, you can't go directly in, blah, blah, blah. You're going to get your sweat and you have to go shower first. And so some people get really uppity about what you have to do, quote unquote. But I feel that you can go straight from one to the other.
Yeah, I don't see where it's an issue on that. Then this one is kind of a rule that I would like to see enforced, uh-huh. just as listeners of the True Fitness Academy podcast.
Uh-huh.
Bring two towels. One to wrap around your genitalia, and then one to sit on.
Right.
Because it's wood, it's not that comfortable, and one towel that's wrapped around you is probably not the most comfortable.
And so typically, then you take another towel. Gym towels are small.
Yeah. Then so you take another towel to fold up and use as a pad to sit on. Please do not go naked into them. I understand that you will see...
How about the hot tub?
A older man go into it. Do not go in... The hot tub... Well, the hot tub matters on two things.
Is it a public hot tub?
Is it a public hot tub or is it a unisex hot tub?
Those are the same thing. Right.
If it is a hot tub that is only in the guy's
right. concept, gender specific.
If you feel comfortable in doing it, I cringe and I feel like you have to be a senior citizen to do it.
Really? I do it all the time.
Really?
I have no issue. I have no issue with it.
I don't get in the hot tub that often. The only time I get in a hot tub is at night with ladies, like, and a bunch of friends.
Bouncy-ka wow wow.
Like, I don't do it as a relaxation after a workout. Okay. I do it as a social event.
Okay.
So, it being naked in it is not an outcome.
Really? Wow. That's interesting.
Hi, Mom.
I thought we decided that we're going to pretend our moms don't exist.
Yeah, but you talked about your mom last time, so I thought I'd bring mine up this time.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, moms, just so you know, from this point on, we're pretending you don't exist on the podcast.
Yeah. So... That was entertaining, but no. So, I guess you could. If you want to go naked into the hot tub, cool, whatever. Uh-huh. The sauna where you're sitting there and you're exposed to the world, that's where I have a problem. Be naked, just have a towel.
Right.
Like, and I'm talking, you can, you know, wrap it up like you just got out of a shower or sit on the one towel and just lay a towel over you.
Right.
It's a courtesy thing. Right. I don't need to see yours. You don't really need to see mine. If it happens, cool. I know stuff happens in the locker room where it's like you're walking from A to B and there it is. I have a problem personally when I see people like lunging naked and like... Right.
Another dry sauna story.
Guy showers and stuff like that.
There's this little old man who used to come into the dry sauna whenever I was in there. And he would just stand by the heat source and just stretch completely nude. Right by it. Which is, I mean, I understand the desire to stretch in the hot sauna. We'll get to the physiological benefits of that later, but that's just not courteous.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. Just think of others is yes. probably the best way I can describe
right.
that.
Right.
So then, now that you're in there, the basic thing is that you just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back, relax. You can lay down. Once again, if you are in a towel, be conscious of where your legs are pointed. I would point them towards a wall that people aren't going to be like, oh, hi, those are legs and that guy's junk. Spectacular.
Right. How about this? What about for the ladies? Would you wrap up, like, how would you figure
that? Ladies have towels that you can wrap around your chest and it falls down.
Okay. Because would you bring three in? What? Because, I mean, in my experience, gym towels are fairly... They don't have enough width to go from chest to the crotch.
Lower areas. I would probably bring your own towel.
Yeah, bring your own towel or get four.
Or,
you know what, I don't really know the etiquette with women and all that, so I'll let you guys decide on if you want to show your, like, if
and all, it's a weird off. It's a weird thing that I, as the girls that I talk to about weird gym inside their locker room etiquette, I feel that the breasts... they don't care.
Right, yeah.
And it's more of the genitals that they're like, really?
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same concept with guys. It's like, you can walk around without a shirt all day long.
Right. I'd prefer it if girls walked around without a shirt all day long.
But I'm talking about guys in the locker room.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But then it's like, the second the pants come off and they're like, I'm going to sit here on the Lazy Boy and watch ESPN SportsCenter, it's like, really? Throw a towel on or something. Right. Like, but I don't.
Because my favorite is they have a lot of gyms buy leather chairs.
Yes.
And in front of a TV in the locker rooms. And you have these older men, which are precious little old men, just spread eagle on these leather chairs naked. And that is just not appropriate.
Yeah,
like, that's a repeated thing and they don't get cleaned in between each use. So it's like naked old man butt touching naked old man butt touching. You know, it's like, ugh, just unsanitary.
Yeah, it's weird. It just makes everybody uncomfortable.
So relax.
Just relax. Enjoy it. I mean, you can stretch. I wouldn't do yoga or start doing Pilates moves in there. But yeah, your muscles are going to get warm, loosen up, stretch it out. That can help a lot of aspects of after workout concepts.
It's one of those things, just be careful because this is where the whole Bikram yoga, which is hot yoga pretty much, it's like doing yoga in a 120 degree room, gets kind of dangerous because if your body's not used to it, you can actually overstretch the muscle because you've already loosened the muscle fibers, so they're prepared to go further than they normally would. So just go to where it feels good and don't try and push beyond that point.
If you have a moment of, oh, I didn't know I could do that, you probably should not do it in this
in the
you're sauna. Like, oh, I didn't know I could touch my right shoulder with my left arm as I go behind my back. And it's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that one.
Yeah.
So they suggest, and when I say they, I'm talking
multiple sources
from, there was people that make saunas to multiple sources that Keon and I use of personal trainers and health professionals. So I kind of tapped into all of them. They said anywhere from 30 minutes. Well, 20 minutes was like the minimum I ever read.
Right.
But majority of it was 30 minutes to an hour. An hour seemed really long to me, but for some reason, 30 sounded like a nice event.
Right. And it's one of those things, if you have just come from your workout, be cautious of your hydration level, because if you've been working out for an hour, haven't had anything to drink, and then you stay in a hot room for another half an hour and don't drink anything.
Well, they talked about this, is that they suggest that you don't drink before going into it.
Really?
Because it helps with the detox concept. I did the same squint that you're giving me right now.
Because here's my issue with that, is that I know that your body has about 1 hour worth of water in it for physical activity. You got about an hour's worth of good hydration before you start depleting resources and blah, 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 and it starts getting iffy. So if you've just worked out and you haven't been drinking water, like going into a hot room without having water is not a smart idea. Not,
but see, I also wouldn't suggest anybody works out without drinking water while doing
it. True.
So but during my workout, I have what is it called?
The Sig bottle.
The Sig bottle. That's how big is that thing? It's
it's a liter.
It's a liter of water.
Yeah.
Down that whole thing majority of the times on my hour workout, you know, concept. So I'm hydrated during my workout. So then
I would say that's fine, but
I don't think it's. Let's
put this in perspective. We know certain people who might take this to the extreme.
Yes.
Who could not work? Who could work their butt off for 2 hours and have a little bit of water and then go sit in the sauna hot tub and then the dry steam for half an hour each. Without having any water, and then they're dehydrated, and they're wondering why they're getting sick.
Yeah, that's when you're going to get the dehydration real fast. Yeah. So drink water while you work out. Don't, you know, after you're done working out, they suggest having a glass, which is about 8 ounces, a cup, whatever.
Right.
Enough to wet your palate a little bit. Don't start chugging water. But then jump in, go into the sauna.
Shower first.
Shower, go in the sauna, relax, enjoy it. Then when you get out, shower again. And this was like shower for the day.
Right.
Shampoo, wash your face, do all that fun stuff.
I would recommend personally, start with a warmer shower and slowly decrease the heat so that you're starting to return your muscle fibers to the normal length. And so they kind of, because then what you're doing is if you had a hard workout, you relaxed everything, increased the blood flow to that area, so that it started taking away all the lactic acid, all the stuff that you built up and got more nutrients to the muscle. And then as you are recovering in your shower and it starts getting cold, those muscles are contracting now and they're forcing out all the junk from those muscles. So when your coach said take a cold shower, it's actually a good idea to take a cold shower because it forces junk out of your muscles and forces that constriction, and that's actually really good for you.
No, yeah.
So, but just don't jump straight from a hot area to a really, really cold area.
Because that's gonna
go gradual.
Be extreme on stuff.
Right.
So yeah, that was kind of showbizzed me a little bit. Not gonna lie, that was my Knicks concept. Was I was gonna tell you to warm to the cold shower, but that's
oh yeah,
you got a little head. But
that's bam, bam, bam.
So that take a hot shower, go to cold, kind of a thing.
And
it's a cool down. You're
right,
basically cool. You're ending your whole quote unquote workout,
right?
Life hour thing.
How often would you recommend we do this, Tyler?
That was the thing. Well, there's one more thing. Then drink water afterwards.
Uh huh.
Get some water back in your system. I'm not saying pound a liter, but drink it enough that
right.
you're
8 ounces.
If you drink a lot of water, you're then gonna get the stomach ache and not feel good
right.
and whatnot. Drink enough that you're like, okay, I feel rehydrated. You're not like grasping for something, but
right.
don't overdo it.
Right.
How much would I do the sauna,
right.
water, wet, or steam? I personally wouldn't do all three in one time.
Okay.
I would stick to one.
Right.
I searched and searched for somebody to tell me, oh, if you do it every day, you're going to die.
Right.
If you do it once a week, you're not going to get the benefits of it. Most of them said, if you do it every day, you're fine.
Okay.
So, in an extreme sense, I would not do all three of a hot tub, a sauna, and a steam room 7 days a week.
Right.
A, that's roughly an hour and a half of your day,
right.
7 days a week. You can do that
on top of your workout.
On top of, so you're there now, theoretically, at minimum 2.5
right.
to 3 hours. You probably should do other things with your life.
Right. If you have that much time, please tell me how.
Yeah.
That you have that much time.
I would love to get in on that.
Right.
So I would probably do it 3 to 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And for just a half hour, whichever, you know, and do it as it's your time.
Right.
Kind of a,
whatever you have.
You're not taking your cell phone into them.
Right.
I think you can take a book into
yeah.
the hot room and in the hot tub. The steam room, I think, would be pointless.
I've seen gentlemen bring newspapers.
Yeah. So you can, you know, do some kind of... I would take it as this is relaxing. It's helping my muscles. It's me time.
Let me nerd out for 12 seconds.
Nerd out. Go for it.
So what a lot of people don't focus on in their workouts is the quality of their tissue. We'll focus on the look of our muscles and the size of our muscles, right?
Like these bad boys
like
right here.
Like those guns right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we don't really focus on the quality of our tissue. And what the hot rooms do, I'm just going to classify all of them as the hot rooms.
Or we can just call them saunas.
What the saunas do is they actually can help increase the quality of your muscle tissue. So you're doing something for yourself, not just lengthening your tissue, but you're also like increasing the quality of the tissue. So, I would recommend that. I would say this is probably something really good for you, and it's good for your body and mind. So, yeah.
I'm going to do it tomorrow morning, and tomorrow's podcast will
talk
give
about
a 10-second review of it. I didn't get to it today, so it was kind of rushed, but I'm going to sit down and, bless you, sit down, relax, enjoy it,
okay.
Probably take a book that I'm reading right now and try and knock out a couple chapters.
Nice.
Have some me time.
So for the next rest of the week, you can look forward to some posture, some stretching, and we're going to talk about fat.
And
Fat Friday.
Fat Friday, and there should be a video. There's going to be a video on the stretching. Get excited.
We realized that us talking it out probably isn't as beneficial for you as it could be.
And I'm going to be completely honest with you. Keon are pretty sexy, and I know that you guys like looking at us.
I like looking at me.
So, yes.
Cool. Anything else on the saunas, Tyler?
No, just enjoy it. Also, on a weird business aspect, you can network.
True.
You can always talk to the people. I'm not a big talker, but
I did meet a couple of my clients in the hot tub.
So
the sauna.
You can make friends that way. That's your choice, just on another side point. But yeah, saunas, I would say if you enjoy it, do it. But do it as a...
this is for me.
Vacation, a mini vacation for you.
Right.
Concept. it does help your muscles and stuff, but if you don't do it, it's not going to be life changing, like life
altering, right?
Altering in any way.
Right.
So,
very cool. So, yeah, with that, I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler, and have a great Tuesday.
Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom.